The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Well, it's a little chillier inside Sharks Ice in San Jose than it was yesterday, but I'll tell you what, outside this building and around the city of San Jose, it's red hot Sharks talk after last night's game against the Anaheim Ducks. What about the meaning of what that is for the players as a group?
It means a lot. You remember 93, 94.
This is what it feels like.
It does, doesn't it? I was thinking the same thing. Because there was buzz with the Sharks to start the season off because of Macklin and Will. Macklin, especially being Macklin. And last year, though, we had 20 wins. And last place. And you're looking at that going, well, let's just hope they have a little bit of improvement this year. And one of the things that the Sharks want to do is play meaningful games in March. Well, they don't get much more meaningful than right now trying to make a playoff spot and put the push on that they're doing. It's great, but I love what Ryan Warsawski told us today. It's the guys that are getting it done. It's the guys who care for each other. The veterans are helping the young guys go through these tough, intense games. They're supporting each other, helping each other. It's a great room. It's a great group of guys. And on the ice, they're just as together and just as much behind each other, helping each other out. It's been so much fun this year. But, of course, now the expectations, because they keep doing what they're doing, which is winning, and like you and I talked about, it's their fault. It's their fault we're expecting this because they're playing so well.
It's what they want, and it's what everybody wants. So now you have to move forward and play the Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll get to the Leafs in a second. But sticking with last night, just so many intricate things happened. Maybe the most important was that they did something that they probably wouldn't have done in October, and that is they just kept playing when faced with a challenge from a good Anaheim team. They might have just fallen apart earlier in the season. Last season they certainly would have, but it's different now.
Staying with it, right? Staying with it and just, again, staying where your feet are, just continuing to try to work, find a way to get the game back. Ryan Warsawski called it patient, staying with you know with what works. So for the Sharks, it's that maturity that Warsawski talked about earlier in the year. It's the discipline of sticking with it. It's being able to believe that if we keep doing what we're supposed to be doing, we're going to win. Sometimes you have to get to that. Sometimes you're not even able to do it, which for the third period last night, for most of it, the Sharks weren't able to get their game going at all. But they finally were able to. So you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You don't quit. You believe. You don't give up on each other.
I wonder if a lot of other teams are going to look at the way Anaheim was playing, second and third period, and say, this is the way we have to play against the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, that's what coaches do, right? We're a copycat league. But what works against that team? What doesn't work against that team? Where can you exploit them? Where do you have to make sure that you are playing the right way and making sure maybe you defend a little bit harder, a little bit here or there, or whatever it happens to be, whatever details you look at. Without a doubt, they'll look at the way that the Anaheim Ducks played, and I look at the way that a lot of teams played the Sharks that have had success this year, Buffalo Sabres being another one, is that if you forecheck the San Jose Sharks hard, if you get pressure on the defense, if you chip pucks in, you get your forecheck going, you play north-south hockey, you are going to put the Sharks into a position where they are going to have to really buckle down and scramble in their end to make sure that they are able to exit the zone and get their game going. A lot of times, you mentioned it today talking to Coach Warsawski, is that there's times that they're spending so much time in their zone. The top line, you mentioned, spent three consecutive shifts, I think it was, in the third period in their own zone, and then they got it out, and then they change. So no harm done on the scoreboard, but that means I'm taking offense away from the top line, a dangerous line, because I'm keeping them in their own zone.
All of the young players on the Sharks under the age of 23 are learning a tremendous amount right now. But I want to ask you about one player last night, Sam Dickinson. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, I thought he handled the pressure exceedingly well when it was in the defensive zone, when he was trying to break out. He didn't succeed every time, but he kept his composure. And more often than not, he is starting to make the plays that you need from an offensive defenseman coming out of the zone.
Yeah, 100%. With defense and the position that it is in the National Hockey League and the way teams are big and strong and forecheck and do what they do, your defensemen are not going to be perfect. There's very few Cale Makars out there. There's very few Quinn Hughes out there. So when you look at the way that Sam is starting to grow and understand his game, it has, by the way, a direct correlation in playing with Vincent Desharnais, being as close to Vincent as he is as far as their relationship on and off the ice, has a big correlation there. But Sam is a very talented hockey player. But you know Sam like I do. The guy is even keel, cool as a cucumber type of guy.
Pulse rate's about 60.
Exactly. Nothing rattles the guy. Always got a smile on his face. Every day in the NHL is a great day. And he is learning, and he's got poise. Poise and composure at that age is a hard thing to come by. Some guys at 10 years as his senior don't have that. He does. And he was a very, very, very talented junior hockey player. He's catching on earlier maybe than we thought, which is a great thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome development, but still a long way to go, and there are going to be some blips in the time capsule. Yeah. I think, you know, he's also benefited a lot from playing with Nick Leddy, don't you think?
Yeah, on the switch, yeah, since Nick's come back, absolutely. You know, you look at Nick Leddy, Nick's got a ton of experience, but the one thing Nick has always been able to do
is skate.
He's got great feet.
And Sam can skate.
Exactly. 100%. You nailed it.
So that's where he's learning from him. Yeah. I think the Desharnais side, he's learning about using his body,
stick
in the defensive zone. Yeah. And we're seeing the improvement. In the offensive zone, he's shooting the puck. He's doing everything. He can handle it.
He gets pucks through. You know, he's got a quick wrister. He gets pucks through. So he's been certainly a bonus. But like most of the Sharks this year, well, all of the Sharks this year, you look at their game from the start of the year to where they are now, and I go back to, especially with the young guys and Will Smith, how they walked him along last year until he found it out and got the idea of the game. Same thing's happening with Misa. Same thing's happening with Sam. Same thing's happening with Kurashev. Same thing's happening. I know Kurashev hasn't been out, might be in tonight.
What was the benefit of playing at 6 o'clock Pacific time last night for a nationally televised game? You know what I think? I think it was an opportunity for most of the Hart Trophy voters who go to bed at 10 o'clock to see a little bit more of Macklin Celebrini, to give him more serious consideration. I still say if the Sharks make the playoffs, he is a very, very, very strong candidate. He's got stiff competition. Nikita Kucherov is having an unbelievable campaign for Tampa Bay. McKinnon, McDavid.
75 games.
They're the best players.
But the interesting thing is, Connor McDavid is, I think, 47.8% or 49% of he figures in on those goals. Macklin, 47.3% of the goals he figures in for the Sharks.
And he's 19.
And he's 19 years old. And if he drags this team in the playoffs, without a doubt, he should be the MVP. Should be by a country mile. But obviously, I'm a tad biased.
Well, we got another big, big exposure game tonight for the Sharks because Toronto was in town. Of course, the Maple Leafs coming up, all the emotion of losing Austin Matthews for the year, then going to Anaheim. Radko Gudas, I guess you could say, atoning for himself by going out there and fighting Max Domi and everybody getting thrown out. But now they've had a day off. They have three 20-goal scorers besides Matthews on this team that are very dangerous. It took the Sharks all the way to overtime before they could beat Toronto in Toronto. I suppose the only advantage is you got last change, but what else do we have?
You got a team that's got nothing to lose. You got a team that knows where they are in the standings, and they're playing loose, and they're playing free, and they're playing maybe together, the first time that they played all year, maybe connected. They have had struggles. They have struggles. But away from the spotlight of the Toronto media, this is a team that is a dangerous hockey team. This is like you said right off the bat, if last night is going to mean anything, they got to win tonight, period. And for the Maple Leafs, this is a team that, as you said, relies on a lot of skill, so make sure you rely on being heavy against them.
It's going to be a heavy game. The San Jose Sharks against the Toronto Maple Leafs at SAP Center at San Jose. Scott Hannon is with me once again on the call. We will have the broadcast starting at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. Make sure you tune in. I'm not going to say sync it up like I did last night because you guys are back on TV broadcasting the game.
Either way, if you're listening to you and Scotty or Randy and me, you get your knowledge out there. We give you the insight. We're going to entertain you.
We will do that for sure, and it's going to be an entertaining game, so make sure that you're listening. Again, our Sharks Audio Network airtime is 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. We'll see you then. That's the Morning Skate Show for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.